The process of putting mission into words. Last week in this space, I wrote about the AISNI accreditation 5-year visit. The team was here and spent the better part of Monday visiting with us and left offering kind words about the thoughtful work being done, both in response to the AISNI recommendations and more broadly at the work being done at our school. It's always great to have an opportunity to showcase the school to folks from outside the campus, and Monday felt particularly good in light of all the work the school has done in the past 5 years. Recommendation 5 of those AISNI recommendations encourages us to take a fresh look at our statement of purpose, a powerful, important, and long-standing artifact for our school. We will approach this recommendation by engaging a mission subcommittee of the Strategic Planning Committee to author the school's first mission statement through an inclusive, community-wide process scheduled to take place over the next 4 months. Last night, at our annual board faculty dinner, and again this morning at the Parents Association meeting, we started this process by looking to the future and imagining what might be on the minds of our school community in 2027, when the centennial graduates of Belmont Day will receive their diplomas. Yes, the same ones wandering our kindergarten hallway today. Then we considered where we are today. In an exercise designed by the Greenwich Leadership Partners and Stephanie Rogan, we filled countless sticky notes and big paper with a wonderful diversity of thought and opinion among the various constituencies represented at the dinner: trustees, faculty, parents, past parents, and alums. We considered the following. How will parents, alumni, faculty, and students describe their BDS experience in 2027? What will have changed since the winter of 2019? What will have been preserved, and why? We also looked at where we are today. What is the educational promise we make to families in 2019? What approaches are we putting forth to learning? What unique or special learning opportunities do we promote? And what do we say about our culture and community through our traditions, our school-wide events, or our board, parent, and faculty committees? The answers, as you might suspect, were far-ranging and entirely fulfilling. They were a testament to the passionate belief in all that we aspire to do here on behalf of children, and always kept the experience of our students at the fore. So what comes next? Well, that will be a design-oriented process of data gathering, discovering, brainstorming, iteration, prototyping, and testing our results. We will begin the initial drafting process next week at the committee level and bring our ideas back to the community multiple times throughout the spring. Most notably, please keep an eye on the March calendar for some focus group opportunities to offer your feedback and insight into our work. Ultimately, the goal of the subcommittee will be to have a draft to submit to the board for consideration at the end of the school year. Between now and then, we will definitely need your help and will be asking for it frequently. Thank you in advance for all of your hard work, and have a great weekend. And P.S. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. That means that our 8th grade students will have witnessed 10 local professional sports championships in their young lifetimes. Not bad. I wonder if they ever did this exercise where they dreamed about a future, if it included 10 rings. Have a great weekend, everyone.